All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. We are several weeks into the 2015 Major League Baseball season, and one team that is off to a very slow start is the defending World Series champions in the San Francisco Giants. Now, I know there are those people out there that have not and will not expect that much from the San Francisco Giants this year due to the fact that it is an odd number year. If you look back to the recent track record of the Giants, they won the World Series in 2010, 2012, and 2014. And of course, in 2011 and 2013, the Giants did not qualify for the postseason. But right now, San Francisco is off to a very slow start. They open up play today with a record of 4-10, and already they are in last place in the National League West. On top of that, they are 6 games behind the first place Los Angeles Dodgers, their arch rivals. Now, through 14 games, the Giants' offense has been stagnant as they have only been able to score 37 runs. And the pitching that has really carried this team for nearly the last decade simply has not been there so far this year, as already the Giants have surrendered 62 runs on the brief campaign. Now you look at it, and like I said, it comes down to the Giants starting pitching. Madison Bumgarner hasn't been his full self yet, but it's still early, and you know the reigning World Series MVP will get things going. Tim Hudson has struggled a little bit, but you know what? He is a cagey veteran, and he will get things turned around. But you look at the youngster in this Giants rotation by the name of Chris Heston, who has been a real surprise early on in the season, as has been veteran right-handed pitcher and former two-time NL Cy Young Award winner in Tim Lincecum. Now, Jake Peavy is already on the disabled list, and the Giants will need him to come back to form. And you talk about the Giants lineup, you still have Buster Posey behind the plate. Right fielder Hunter Pence is trying to work his way back from an injury. The Giants do have Angel Pagan back in center field, but they are missing Kung Fu Panda down there at third base. Of course, Pablo Sandoval left San Francisco after 2014 in free agency, and he signed with the Boston Red Sox. Took less money with the Red Sox than what the Giants initially offered him, but for him, it was all about happiness and it was all about comfort, as he really did not feel comfortable fully with the Giants organization. So right now, you look at a Giants team, they're trying to get back on track, and they're losing the tight games this season. These are the games that we are accustomed to seeing the San Francisco Giants win, because they are one of the more mentally tough teams in Major League Baseball. And you look at it right now in the early stages of the season, the Giants have already lost 4 one-run games. And generally, the Giants typically find a way to figure this out. But speaking of figuring things out, you look at that Giants front office led by Brian Sabian. Of course, he has moved on from the GM position. He's taken an even bigger role within the Giants organization. And you still have manager Bruce Bochy, who just knows how to push the right buttons with this club. And the Giants will have to find a way to get it going. I don't see the Los Angeles Dodgers slowing down in the National League West. The Giants have already spotted the Dodgers 6 games, which makes this series this week that begins tonight so very important for the Giants. They're at home for the next 3 against the Dodgers, and it starts tonight with Tim Lincecum on the mound. Then you look to next week, and the Giants will be in LA to take on the Dodgers for another 3 games. So this is a big opportunity right here for the Giants to get back into things. And like, you look at basically the next 9 games. You have 6 games with the Dodgers that wrap around a 3-game set on the road this weekend against another National League West opponent in the Colorado Rockies. So right now, it's still early, it's still April, but it could be put up or shut up time for the San Francisco Giants club. And the last thing they can ill afford to do is slip further behind the Dodgers, but also in that wild card race in the National League. So we're really going to find out the character and the makeup of the San Francisco Giants team within the coming weeks. Folks, as always, I want to take the time to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be breaking down the first round of the upcoming 2015 National Football League Draft. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. And if you're on Facebook, we've got the page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Feel free to check it out and like it. As always, folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.